Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And here on County, in a strategic legal maneuver playing out in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, Stephen Scott Mihalik faced a cascade of charges, culminating in a comprehensive plea agreement designed to streamline his legal future. Mihalik entered no contest pleas to misdemeanor charges of domestic violence and absconding a bond, a move his defense attorney cited as a shield against potential civil liability. In exchange, prosecutors agreed to drop two other related cases, clearing the docket of lesser offenses. But the legal drama didn't stop there. Mihalik also confronted a felony charge of absconding or forfeiting bond. As part of the broader resolution, he waived his right to a preliminary examination, opting instead to plead no contest to an attempted version of the felony. This agreement came with a crucial concession from the prosecution, no habitual offender action, and a guarantee that any sentences for this felony would run concurrently with a separate circuit court matter. The court, acknowledging the defendant's existing legal commitments, coordinated sentencing for the misdemeanors for May 11th at 1 p.m., bypassing a probation referral. Meanwhile, the felony case was immediately bound over to the circuit court for arraignment. It's a complex legal dance, consolidating multiple fates into a single decisive day for Mihalik. Also in Huron County Court, a dramatic scene unfolded yesterday evening around 10:43 p.m. at 8325 Lahala Drive in Port Austin, where a structure fire erupted and quickly intensified, leaving the building fully engulfed in flames. Emergency crews from Port Hope, Kindy, and Port Austin fire departments responded to the blaze as thick smoke and towering flames consumed the structure. Drawing attention from nearby residents, firefighters worked swiftly to contain the fire and prevent it from spreading to surrounding properties. At this time, details about the case of the fire and whether there were any injuries have not been confirmed. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more. More, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb
Cellular. Thumb Cellular, proudly serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Bay City, a quiet early Sunday morning was shattered by gunfire on Bay City's east side, leaving bullet holes in homes and vehicles, and a 22-year-old Saginaw man behind bars. Police say officers on patrol heard multiple shots ring out around 12:34 a.m. near 21st Street. When they arrived, they discovered a chaotic scene. At least two houses and two vehicles had been struck by gunfire during what was reportedly a house party. Investigators believe the violence began when shots were fired from a passing vehicle toward a residence. In response, people attending the party allegedly fired back, unintentionally hitting nearby homes and cars in the process. Despite the alarming exchange, authorities confirmed that no injuries were reported. Officers later executed a search warrant at the scene, recovering several shell casings as evidence. The investigation quickly expanded with assistance from multiple agencies, including the Bay County Sheriff's Office, Hampton Township Public Safety Department, Essexville Public Safety, and Michigan State Police. Police have since arrested a 22-year-old man from Saginaw in connection with the incident. His name has not been released. Authorities continue to investigate and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Tips can be shared with the Bay City Department of Public Safety at 989-892-8571. Again, 989-892-8571, or anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-JAIL. That's 1-800-422-5245. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.